In these the proof. No, sing it that day. In these the closing day of time. Watch your.
For your coming. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Oh, glory be to his name. Amen. Oh, that he has been with us the week that has gone. He's ushered us into the beginning of another week. And we find ourselves right in His presence. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Before we pray, I want us to first welcome a visitor, but we know that he's a child of God. Amen. Tyros, a friend of Brother Shepherd.
Amen.
Brother, you are welcome. Glory to bless you. Amen. Amen. Then we have a prayer request here. One from our sister Rudo. She says, "Saints, I'm asking for prayers for my brother Cuthbert back home in Zimbabwe. The blood pressure keeps going up, and yesterday it was 203/128. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have a testimony standing right here. Praise God. That He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will bring that pressure down. And even now, we believe that the pressure is down. Before even we open our mouths to pray, we know the Lord has already done, knows our request. Amen. Praise God. How many believe that?
Amen.
That our brother, the pressure now is down.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Master, speak the word.
Amen.
And I know my servant will be well.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And he's here this morning.
Amen.
In the midst of his church.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. And another request comes from our precious brother Mike. We all know that he traveled and he's back. And said, Brother Mike asked him for prayers from the saints. He traveled safely back from Romania. But there are a few complications with the procedure he went through. And he desired prayers that the Lord may touch him.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Lord, touch him. Jesus, Master, touch him.
Amen.
Our healer, touch him.
Amen.
And then our sister Lydia's brother, Brother Samuel, is traveling back on Tuesday to his country and is asking for prayers for a safe journey.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. We know the Lord will carry him on the wings of the eagle. Above every storm.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Amen.
Now let's bow down our heads and let's all remember this request before the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, first thing, Lord, your children want to say thank you, God. With the rising of the sun this morning, oh, life has been ministered unto us, and has waking us, Lord, from our sleeps and slumbers. This is a proof that, Lord, you are the resurrection and the life.
Amen.
And the Lord Jesus, this morning, we have come because, Lord, you have called us. Because no man can approach unto you except the Father first draws him. So, Lord, this morning, we know that, Lord, it is you that has called. And any time you call, it is a deep. And we thank you, the Lord Jesus. You have placed a deep in us, O God, to respond. That's why we are here this morning, Lord Jesus. And Father, as even we've committed all these requests, Lord, before you, we believe that, Lord, you has already, Lord, fulfilled them for your children. And Father, this morning, as we come to your presence, Lord, with all humility, O God, oh, with all godly fear and reverence, Lord Jesus, to hear from you.
Amen.
Father, we are asking the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, to cast down every imagination, every thought, any heightened that will try to rise against the knowledge and the hearing of your word, O God.
Amen.
We bring every thought, Lord, into captivity.
Amen.
into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Father, we stand before you, God, knowing the Lord, you have prepared something for us. And Father, even as your servant stands here, Lord, I don't stand to be seen. Neither do I stand here to be heard of God, because I have nothing, Lord. The Lord, one thing we know is that when your children meet like this and your name is the center of their discussion of God, you are in their midst, Lord. So Holy Spirit, now take your place. Oh, we are with all ears, Lord, to hear now, Lord. Father, speak. Holy Spirit, speak. And your children hear it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God should bless you for coming. As we are still standing, let's quickly turn to the reading of the word. It is a continuation of Wednesday. Because when Pastor told me last Friday that you'll be going to Brother Tommy's place, so if I could take the Sunday, I waited on the Lord to give me something. Tried. Only this morning, he said, get back to what you taught, you preached last Wednesday and finish it, because I didn't finish it. Amen. So let's turn to the reading of the word. Revelation 3, 4, and 5. Revelation 3, 4, and 5. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defied their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the reading of the word, God. Now, Father, we want to hear from you. Speak, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? And this morning we thank the Lord. He has given Jenny mercies also to our precious sister Tara, all the way from Canada. Amen. God bless you, sir. Amen. You're welcome. Amen. Yes, from the message, the text that we just read from the Word, he said, thou hast a few names. And here, the prophet said, so we see in the church of Sardis, it said what? A few names defiled not their garments. See, and they were counted worthy to walk with Christ in white. Amen. A few names in the whole church of Sardis, they were counted to be worthy to walk with Christ. And they were to walk with him in the same white. Praise the Lord. Brethren, let's watch this closely. Because it has always been what? Few. It has always been what? Few. We know in this our age that we are in, this age has been compared to what? Noah's day. Amen. Amen. It has been compared to what? Noah's day. And we know that Noah's day, only few, amen, were able to make it. Look at the whole world. Only few. 8 souls that were saved. Watch it. And our age that we are living in is compared to what? Noah's day. Amen. And then this same age is compared to what? Lord's day. Lord's day. Amen. And when we look at Lord's day also, it was what? Few that were able to come out from the city. that were saved. How many? Three. Praise the Lord. Hoy. The figure is going down. From 8 now down to 3. Praise the Lord. Then this age again, our journey to the promised land, praise God, is compared to the journey that was made from Egypt to the promised land. Mm-hmm. And that also, the people that started, over 2 million. How many were able, the original people were able to enter into the kingdom of, into the promised land? How many? Two. Praise the Lord. Always what? Few. The numbers are coming down from 8 to 3 to 2. And so now this spiritual journey that we are going, we are in now, amen, is going to be few. So if it's coming down, what's the next figure? Praise the Lord. One. God richly bless you, brother. And so this morning, my brother, my sister, that one person should be you.
Amen.
Amen. That one person, make sure that it is you.
Amen.
This morning our topic is, he is the rewarder of him that diligently seek him.
Amen.
Amen. So we see that in the church of Sardis, there were only few people that diligently seeked Christ. And they were counted to be worthy to walk with him. Amen. Said they never defiled their garments. And when you look at the dictionary meaning of defile, it tells you that something that has been made dirty, or something that is holy that has what? Has been disrespected. Amen. And right from the Old Testament, God has shown his abhorrence to anything that is what? Is defiled. Amen. Anything that is defiled, God hated it. And even when you read in Numbers, he said even when you touch a dead body, you are excluded from fellowship. Until you go through the waters of separation. Praise the Lord. Before you are taken back into fellowship again. Amen. Touching a dead body. So when you look at it all in the spiritual, we are supposed not to touch what? Dead things, my brother, my sister. Because it's what? It cuts us from fellowship from the Lord. But praise be to God. The same type has been what? The blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Which has also been a type of what? Is the type of the water of separation. Because when you read, it says in Ephesians 5, 25 to 27, Jesus also did something. He also cleansed us from what? All our sins. So he said, husbands, Ephesians 5, 25 to 27. Say, husbands, love your wives.
Amen.
I believe every husband here loves his wife. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to see the wife smiling. Oh, God bless you. Yeah, God bless you. Amen. See, husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. You see. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with what? The washing of water by the word.
Amen.
See, the same washing is the same word, type, a shadow in the Old Testament. You had to be washed by what? Water of separation. And now Christ also did the same by the washing of the word. And so if we are touched, we've touched something that is what? Is a that defiles us. The only thing that can wash us is what? Is the word.
Amen.
Amen. And Christ had given us that. The prophet said, the water of separation separated the guilt and made him holy and brought them back into fellowship again. That the blood of Jesus Christ also cleanses us from all unrighteousness and makes us holy and puts us back into fellowship again with the Father. Amen. So, the word also is our word, water of separation. That if we have what defiled ourselves, it takes what? The washing of the word. Amen. It takes what? The word of God to bring us back to fellowship with what? With our Father. Amen. And then from what we read, he said, they shall walk with me in white. Praise the Lord. They shall walk with me in white. You see? Because they had done what? They had identified themselves with him. Those few people, they identify themselves with him. My brother, every man on earth here tries to identify himself with something. And we are supposed to identify ourselves with no other person but what? With Christ. And if we do that, then he and we can walk together in white. And the prophet said, he would also do what? He would also identify himself with them that will identify themselves with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why he's saying that he will comfort, he will confess your name. Praise the Lord. He said, how marvelous will be that identification. That identification identify, Christ also identify himself with you, with me, is to be a great identification. And what the prophet said is that he is not going to be dressed in another color. No, sir. A different from the saints. No, sir. As earthly leaders always do. So he will identify us, he will identify himself with us by what? Wearing, we will be wearing the same white dress. No difference. No difference. As the prophet put it here, he said, as the earthly men do. You go to some churches, you know already. Immediately you enter in, you know who is the pastor of the place. Because he's dressed differently. Yes, sir, with some tall cap. Amen. See, but when someone comes here, it will be difficult if he has never been here to know who is the pastor of the house here. Praise God. We are potentially what? Producing the same what will be over there. We will be like him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We will be like him. When the Greeks, those Greeks, when they came in to look for him, they asked where they could find Jesus Christ. They showed me, they showed them, here, you go to that house, you see him there. And when they went in, they came in, they could not know who is Christ. Because he was the same with his disciples. So they had to ask someone who is near, we want to see Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our Lord is humble.
Amen.
Amen. That's why he said he was in the form of God. But he took the form of what? Man, to be like us.
Amen.
Oh, so that he could be a kinsman redeemer.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brethren, let's let this mind that was in Christ be in us. Let's humble ourselves, brethren. The man, he was a humble man. And he said, they will be what? Worthy. Oh my, that's very great. For Christ to say that they are worthy, you are worthy. My. Said, so do you realize, the prophet said, do you realize who is saying this? Do you realize who is saying this? Said, it is Jesus, the worthy one himself. This is the only one. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Who was what? Accounted worthy to take the book out of the hand of him that was seated upon the throne. Amen. Because John looked heaven and earth, he could not see anyone that was worthy. And John started weeping, crying. Because someone had to go and take this book. And no man was worthy in heaven or in earth. Praise the Lord. So one of the elders told him, John, don't cry. Oh, hallelujah. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Oh, yes, sir. Only one that is worthy. Now he is telling you, you are worthy. Amen. Also. Praise God. Amen. You are worthy. He said, and this worthy one is saying to his saints, you are worthy. Here is the one, the only one qualified judge. Amen. He says, you are worthy. Oh, I don't hear the amen. Amen. Oh, you are not worthy. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He said you are worthy. Amen. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Amen. You've added hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. 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 We are worthy, mine, to walk with him. Amen. In the same dress. In the same white. Oh, hallelujah. It's so great. He said, the prophet said, these words are as astounding as they are also in Romans 8:33. He said, who shall lay anything to charge of God's elect? Who? Because you are worthy, who can put any charge against you? My brother, my sister, believe this morning that he has purged you from every sin. He said he doesn't impute, he will not impute any what transgression over you. That's what you are. You are worthy. Praise God. Amen. God says, then the prophet said, God says, I am righteous. Amen. Amen. God says, I'm righteous. So now, let us. As we last Wednesday, we picked one man that also never defiled his garment and walked with God till he became what? The Bible says he was what? A friend of God. My. Never defiled his garments. He identified himself with God. Amen. Till the Bible says he was the friend of God. Amen. Yes, sir. He was a what? A friend of God. And I know you have already guessed who we are talking about. As Abraham. Amen. Amen. Abraham. Now let's look at Genesis 12:1-3. Why? Let's see how he became worthy so that we follow, because we are the seeds of Abraham. So we got to be as our what? Our father Abraham. So now let's see how he became what? He became worthy to walk with God and to be able to be called what? A friend. A friend. A friend of God. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, and unto a land I will show thee. We are now looking at how he became, what? He became a friend of God. He became worthy. Amen. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless thee, I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Amen. Amen. So, Abraham was told, come out from your kindreds. Get out from your kindreds, your family and everything. Come out and I'll show you a place where you believe in. Did Abraham obey? Did Abraham obey?
Yes.
Did he come out?
Yes.
Let's find the answer. The answer is still in the scripture. Let's look at Hebrews 11, 8 to 10. If truly our father Abraham obeyed, if he obeyed, then we got to obey also. Praise the Lord. If he came out, then we got to come out also. Here, God telling him, come out now. We want the answer. Did our father Abraham, did he come out? And the scripture says, by what? Oh, hallelujah. Without faith, you can never please him. By what? By faith. Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should receive for an inheritance, he did what?
Obeyed.
Amen. Amen. He obeyed. And did he come out? And he went out. Not knowing whither he went. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Our father Abraham, he obeyed. He came out. Because the scripture is what? Testifying of it. Amen. And he said, by faith, verse 10, give me verse 10. And then when he came out, he said he was looking for what? He looked for a city which had what? Foundation and whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. What are we looking for?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
See. So in the message book, Israel and the Church, paragraph 42, the prophet said, Abraham, coming from Babylon with his father down into the valley of Shinar, where the souls of many journeyed after the destroying of Babylon, or where the confusion taking place among all those people. Oh, praise the Lord. You remember the story already? When, after the antediluvian age, as after the flood, he said men increased. And God had wanted them to do what? To scatter over the whole world. But men, so disobedient to the word of God, they rather wanted to build a tower. Praise God. And everything that you build, God comes down and lay what? The plumb line to see if it is what? It is right to build that. If it was right, he would destroy it. And we know that the Tower of Babel, how it was destroyed and how God confounded their languages. And so now if me and Brother Tyrus, we speak the same language, we will find our way and we go our way. Praise the Lord. Brother Greg and Brother Kwame speak the same language, they will find their way. Hallelujah. And so that was the time he said, Abraham also with his father and family, they were coming out. They were speaking the same language. And then the prophet said, amongst all the people, amen, one man found favor with God.
Amen.
Amongst all the people, one man, only one man found favor. Oh, as we said, be that one man today.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That one, oh, hallelujah,
amen,
that is going to the kingdom of God. That's going to the rapture. That one man, let it be you.
Amen.
And here he's saying that only one man found favor with God. Be that one today. This morning, oh, say that I am the only one that has found favor with the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Only one man found favor with God. And that is what he did. What he said, separate yourself. Abraham, separate yourself. And the prophets in the message book, The Calling of Abraham, preaching in San Fernando, the prophet said, the Holy Spirit calls for what? Total separation. We are looking at how Abraham became worthy to walk with God till he became what? A friend of God. So that we take that same steps, because we claim to be the seed of what? Abraham. Amen. Praise the Lord. See. Separate yourself. And the prophet said the Holy Spirit calls for what? Total separation. Not partial separation. Total. Amen. So if we say that we have been called and we have come out, it should be what? A total what? Separation from our past. Total separation from what? Our past. Praise God. All the old man has to be crucified with him. So Abraham, he said, Abraham, separate yourself from your kindreds. And then the prophet said, that's a big thing to do, isn't it? The prophet asked, he said, wasn't it? That's a big thing to do, separate yourself from your family. Praise the Lord. Separate yourself from your own comfort. Because I want you now, we are coming to something here. So I want you to sojourn in a strange land. Amen. I don't know how many of us are Irish people here. Amen. But that's the physical side. You are Irish, eh? Well, that passport. That passport doesn't. Amen. Anyway, we want only one passport.
Amen.
That will take us to heaven.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, and we will travel in a strange land. Why God brought you here? To form this pyramid. My. It's all his purpose. That's why he brought you here. To be part of this pyramid that he has built. A church for himself. Oh, hallelujah. A church that what he will take to himself. He said, you sojourn in a strange land. And see, you have never walked this way before. The way that I'm going to what? Let you walk. You have never walked that way before.
Amen.
Amen. So you have come out. He has shown you a way to walk, which you have never walked before. So you don't need to walk your former ways. Praise the Lord. Your ways have to change.
Amen.
Amen. Your ways, how you walk, have to change.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. If the first time when you were walking, you were like a young man, you were just tossing your head up and down. This time your head had to be straight.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Then he said, but I want you to separate yourself so you can do what? You can walk with me. It takes what? Separating yourself before you can do what? Walk with him. And the separation must be what? Total.
Amen.
Brethren, separation is something very great. Separation is something very, very great. He said, then you are going to be among strange people. Speaking a strange language. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Going to be with what? Strange people. No one knew ourselves. But we've come Some from what? Congo? Some from Zimbabwe, South Africa, Ghana, Lithuania, Slovak. All. Oh, diversities. He's a God of diversities. Different colors. Amen. And that's what makes it what? Very beautiful. See, have you seen someone who has worried himself to make a garden, flower garden, and then he plants only one color, only one flower? No, sir. Praise the Lord. So God planting his garden, different colors. Oh, hallelujah. He said he's a God of diversity. Praise the Lord. So see different colors. Some are tall, some are short, some are hefty, some are slim, but all working together what? For the purpose of God. Amen. Amen. So he said, you are going to be with strange people and then speak what? Strange language. But some languages, are earthly language. So languages are what? Earthly language. And you, when you go to town, you hear earthly languages. Oh, which we cannot say it while we are standing here. Praise the Lord. Because they are filth. So your language changes. You are going to speak what? A strange language. Amen. And your language will be what? Heavenly language. Your language will be what? The word of God.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. So this is the way, to be worthy. If you want to be worthy and walk with him, this is it. That's the way that we are looking at. Amen. And then he said, you'll be what? A pilgrim or a sojourner.
Amen.
Amen. You know who is a pilgrim, who is a sojourner? You don't have to live. See, you don't have a mind of permanently living at one place. A sojourner is what? Will not go and buy land and start building what? 3-story building. Oh, then you want to live. A sojourner, a pilgrim, praise the Lord, he's always on the transit.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
He's always in the transit. And last Wednesday, we brought in something. When you go to the airport, look closely. You will see the people of the city, and you know the people who are want to fly.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You see the difference.
Amen.
Praise God.
Those
who want to fly, you see them. They are always, what, their head is up looking at the board.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
They are always looking at the board.
Amen.
Looking at the time of their flight. Tara, when you were coming, you looked up, looking at your time. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You are looking at the time of your flight.
Amen.
And then those who are living in the city, you see them in their shop. Cleaning things. Praise the Lord. They are always looking down. Oh, yes, sir. They are always looking down. They will just pass. The board will be there. They will just pass it.
Amen.
But the one who is traveling will be standing there like this.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That makes you a sojourner.
Amen.
That makes you what? Someone who is a pilgrim.
Amen.
But all the other people, they have their homes and everything ready. After, they will just go home and sleep. Praise God.
Amen.
But always your eyes up, watching on the board. Amen. That's how a true Christian is. Always looking up. Amen. Oh, because anytime my Redeemer, will come.
Amen.
Oh, waiting for him. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
You remember that of Gideon? When God said, look, I've given Midianites to you. Go and tell your people, gather people, and go and fight the Midianites. First call, Gideon got what? 32,000. Say, Lord, I've gotten strong men for the battle. So God look at the 32,000 and say, just go tell them, who is afraid, go home. Amen. 20,000 went home. Praise the Lord. 20,000 went home. Just if you are afraid, go home. 20,000 went home. Remain what? 12,000. God look at the 12,000 and say, look, they are still too much. Take them to the riverside. And then let them drink. Amen. The ones that will what? Go like this. Take the water and be looking left and right. Count them out. But the ones that will just boom, put their mouth inside the water, tell them to go home. Praise the Lord. Amen. Took them to the waterside. Lot of them, just boom, boom, boom. What if the enemy is coming, how could you know? Amen. Amen. But there were what? Only 300 people that went on one of their knees. They take the water, drinking, looking up, and say, yes, you are ready. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. In everything, let us always show that we are ready. Amen. Even when you are standing in the kitchen, when you are cutting the onions, my sister, oh, you are looking up. But don't try to cut your hand anyway. Amen. Just be what? Singing and giving praise and honor to him. Amen. Wherever you are, it makes you ready. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. My brother, separation. Total separation. He said, God calls for total separation from the things of the world. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you. Amen. See, so God calls us to what? Total separation from sin. Said, so come out from among it, be not partakers of it, shun the very appearance of evil. Amen. Amen. And then he said, the prophet said, sometimes he calls a total separation from friends and associates. Listen closely. Youth, listen closely. Total separation. Sometimes God calls for total separation from friends and associates. Because they are the one that always will lead you to what? Out of what? Out of the reach of God. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it calls for that. God is particular about what? Separation. Because when he created heaven and earth, the first thing, the first day, the thing he did was what? Separating darkness from light. That was the first. You want to read? Let's turn to Genesis 1:1-3. Let's read quickly. Amen. First thing that he did, said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then you see that there is something, God is particular about what? About separation. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Amen. As he moves upon his church all the time. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was what? Good. And God divided. Oh, that separated. God divided the light from darkness. And God called the light day, and the night darkness, he called it night. And he said what? And the evening and the morning were what? The first day. Amen. First day. God separated darkness from light. What communion has what? Darkness with light again. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. First thing he did. So God is particular about what? Separation. And the separation must be what? Total. Right. See. So God, he said, God said, do you know why you are a Christian? This is a question. Do you know why you are a Christian? It's because God called you. Amen. So we are, see, you heard God. That's why you are seated here. You heard him. You heard him clearly. That's why you are seated here. Then, the next thing is what? Follow his instructions. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because God called you, he said, you never did seek God at any time. You never seek God at any time. The prophet said, no, sir. Is God seeking you? Oh, you must give glory to him. Amen. That God seeked you and called you. Oh, and so, as our topic is what? That he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And he says, let us what? Let us give diligence. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. To make sure that we are what? Our calling and our, said, give diligence to make your calling and what? Election what? Sure. See? God sought man. No man. That's why he said, Jesus said, no man can come unto me. See? Except what the Father first draws that person. So it's God that always called. That God that called us, my sister. It's a great what? Privilege. That God has called us. From where we were. You see, I know where I was. Amen. I know where I was. Praise the Lord. I've been always saying this. Football. I will dribble you and you know where the ball even passed. See. Nothing will just bring me out from what? From the stadium. But today, I can say that my seat at the stadium is empty. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. My seat at the stadium is what? It's empty. Praise God. Because he gave me a memorial. He showed me an empty tomb. That he's alive. Praise God. He said, in the Garden of Eden, when man sinned, instead of man looking for God, God, where are you? Oh, I've defiled myself, Lord. I've defiled myself. He went hiding. Praise the Lord. And the devil even gave them what? Advice how to dress. Huh? Fig leaf dress. Fig leaf dress. Huh? Praise the Lord. Almost naked. Fig leaf dress is still there today. You go to the town, you see half naked people. Right over. I call it all the time, fig leaf dress. See? And God had to clothe them. And clothing them, oh hallelujah, is the same thing again. Blood has to be shed. Amen. A lamb had to be killed. To get what? The skin for a covering. Brethren, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now the question is, did Abraham find the city? Did Abraham find that city? He came out. Did he find that city? He was looking for that city, which has foundation and whose builder and maker is God. Did he find that city? Amen. The scripture must give us an answer. Hebrews 7:1-4. It said, for this Melchizedek, the king of Salem, the priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him. Who is this? The priest of the Most High. Who is he? That met Abraham. Verse 2. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all. First being by interpretation, that man he met, the king of what? Righteousness. And after that also, the king of Salem, which is the king of peace.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That man. Let's look more about this man. Verse 3. Said, he's without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days, no end of life. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Had no beginning, no end of life. That's his word, eternal.
Amen.
But made like unto the Son of God.
Amen.
And he was truly what? The Son of God.
Amen.
And he does what? Abideth what? A priest. Continually.
Amen.
A priest continually.
Amen.
My brother, my sister. Oh, he said he has made us what? Kings and priests.
Amen.
Kings and priests. He has made us. So that we should offer what? Our spiritual sacrifices. As what? As priests. And as kings to have dominion over every works of the enemy. See? Priests continually. But how have we been continually in our priesthood? He's priests continually. How have we, ask yourself, because we want to be like what? Abraham. How much continually have you been in your priesthood? Amen. And then acting as what? A king. Amen. He said, now consider how great this man was, unto whom the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of his spoil. So he met this man. So who is this man? In the blessed book Hebrews chapter 1, the prophet said, a king come down from Salem and met Abraham coming from the slaughter of the kings. And the king didn't have no father, had no mother, had no beginning of days or ending of life. Then the prophet said, who did Abraham meet? Now think. He said, now think. He didn't have a father. He didn't have a mother. He never had a time that he began. And he never has time when he will end. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So, that same king of Salem has to be living today.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Because it has no end. So he must be living today.
Amen.
And he's in our midst this afternoon.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Said, I will walk in the midst of my church. I will walk in the midst of the seven candlesticks. Praise God. That's him. My sister, that is him. It's him. Amen. So that same king of Salem has to be living today. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He said, what is Salem? Now the prophet said, what is Salem now? He's the king of Salem. What is that Salem? The prophet said, that's Salem. That's what? That Jerusalem which is above.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The very city he was looking for, he has seen the king of that city. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
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 And Abraham was searching, trying to find that city whose builder and maker was God. Amen. And he met the king of Salem, of that Salem, coming down, and he paid him what? A tenth of all the spoils. And then the prophet said, amen. He said, that's him. Oh, brother, does him, does him. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Abraham gave all that was due to him. So let's give all that is due to him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Let's give all that is due to him, the King of Salem. So that's the only way you can do a right kind of job for the Lord. To give all what is due to him. He said, that's the only way you can do a right kind of what job for the Lord. Is put everything that you've got right in the forefront for Christ. All your strength. All your soul. All your heart. All your mind. Everything that you've got. Put in the forefront for him. You'll be worthy to walk with him. He said, when you are doing anything, do it right. And whatever you are doing, do it what? Right. That means let it come from your heart. It shouldn't be what? Because of pastor, okay, let me just do this thing. No, sir. He knows what is in your heart. Oh, because my brother is looking at me, let me just do it this way. Because of this man, because of this, let me do it that. No, sir. It got to be from your heart.
Amen.
No pressure from anyone.
Amen.
But you are doing it what? Voluntary from your heart with love.
Amen.
When you are doing anything, do it right. Then, in my text, in my message here, the all, I made it capital letters. Big all, don't do it at all. Amen. Or don't do it at all.
Amen.
That's Laodicea.
Amen.
Amen. If you want to be hot, be hot.
Amen.
If you want to be cold, be cold. He said he will what? He will like that. But for you to take his word, and then you don't live by it, you become lukewarm. Oh my, said I will spew you out.
Amen.
He hates that. Lukewarm. Amen. Let's get ourselves really hot for him.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, let's get hot for him.
Yes,
let's be on fire for him.
Yes,
let's put everything in the forefront.
Amen.
Amen. He said what? Your strength, your soul, your heart, your mind, everything.
Amen.
Put it.
Yes.
That's what your father Abraham did. What he was due, he gave it to him. What we, as the seeds of Abraham, what is due, let's give it to him. Amen. He said, if you are going to be a Christian, put everything that you got to Christ. That is your time. Amen. Your time, your talents, everything that will what? Glorify his name. Give it to him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Time, okay. Then one day, another thing. One day, Abraham, he said, was seated by his tent. Then he looked. He said, one day he was sitting in the tent. He looked. Coming up there, he seen three men coming. Amen. He looked. He saw three men coming. Then he comes, then the prophet said, look, he comes our way every time. And how we miss him many times.
Amen.
Abraham was seated in front of his tent and he saw, he said, he looked. When you look, what do you see?
Amen.
Praise God. When you look, what do you see? Do you see like Pharaoh? When Pharaoh and Moses, they were all looking at what? One thing. The men that were dubbing what? Mad. But they had what? Different opinions.
Amen.
They were looking at the same thing. But they had different opinions. So when you look, what do you see?
Amen.
Whilst Moses saw that Christ was in their midst, Pharaoh saw that they were people without word, without future. See the difference. So when you look, what do you see? Praise God. Abraham looked. Three men were coming. Now listen. Listen to here. It's very, very strong. He said, you know, there is just something about a Christian. Now today, watch yourself. Examine yourself if that thing is in you. He said, there is something about a Christian that he knows spirit when he sees it. Amen. Amen. If you are a true Christian, said, there is something in you when you see spirit, you know it. When it is of God, you know it. When it's of the devil, you know it. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. That's an instinct. He said, he just know it. There's just something spiritual about it. Because spiritual things are spiritually discerned. And you know, yeah, he just can't what? He can just tell it if he's really born again. So when he looked, three men coming. Oh, something told him. Oh, praise God. That these people are not ordinary people. Oh, amen. My brother, how do you look at your sister? What do you see in her? Look at your brother. What do you see? Christ is in each and everyone. Amen. That's why we don't need to look down upon anyone. Amen. Praise God. Don't look down on anyone. Amen. No matter where he is or where she is. The only thing that if you, there is something in you that needs prayer, pray for that one. Yes. Praise God. But never look down upon anyone. Amen. Look at that thief. Amen. 11th hour, Christ told him, you will be with me in paradise this day. The whole of his life, he has been a thief. Amen. Whoever thought that he will be in paradise? Don't look down upon anyone. Amen. Amen. God knows when to call his children. Praise the Lord. God knows it. Amen. Rather, pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, time is just running. And my brother, you see, Abraham called. He said, Abraham did what? He said, yeah, he can just tell it if he's really born again. What is it? He said, my sheep heareth my voice. Amen. Praise God. They can recognize that this is what? This is of God. This is from the enemy. And so, for that reason, you always choose what? You choose what? Choose what is of God. And you let what? That one from the devil go far away from you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray for one another, brethren. Amen. He just knew there was something. He ran out and said, come in, my Lord. Sit down. Stop a little bit. I will get a morsel of bread and put in your hand. I will wash your feet. Rest yourself. Then go. Then later you go on what? About your journey. See? There's a scripture for it. Hebrews 13, 1 and 2. What Abraham did. There's a scripture for it. Hebrews 13, 1 and 2. It said, let brotherly love continue. See? Brotherly love. See it? Brotherly love. Let it what? Continue.
Amen.
Oh, give it to us. Amen. And say, be not forgetful to entertain strangers.
Amen.
For thereby some have entertained what? Angels unawares. Brotherly love.
Amen.
Love everyone. Amen. Pray for your enemies. Pray for them that what? Persecute you. And revile you. When you look at that what? Matthew 5. Those people, he said what? For theirs, the kingdom of heaven. Amen. So, let me just Because our second reading, oh my, second reading. I don't know how we can go through our second reading. Amen. So we know the story already. Praise God. Then when he had prepared a food for them, washed their feet. He said, the prophet said, when they were eating, their eyes was towards one place. It was towards Sodom. They were looking towards Sodom. They were looking towards Sodom. So when they rose up to go, Abraham walked with that one. Amen. Amen. And he said, I believe you will not keep it away from me. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Amen. You will keep it away from me. And that man said, yes, Abraham. How can I keep it away from you? Brethren, our Lord can never keep any secret from us. That's why in this our age, amen, every mystery has been what? Has been unveiled. We see what? Every mystery has been what? Has been what? Revealed. Amen. He cannot hide it because we are the bride. Amen. Husband, love your wives. And the husband that will hide something from the wife. Serious. Wives, the husband doesn't, I believe every husband here is very, very plain. Amen. You don't hide anything, Brother David. No. God bless you. Amen. God bless. Anyway, your wife is not here to answer. Amen. Please just praise God. You see. So, husbands, don't hide anything from your wives. Amen. Amen. That's what he's saying here. He said, how can I hide it from Abraham? Praise God. Let me just quickly jump onto the second text. Because we know what happened. Then he pleaded for what? For Lot. He pleaded. So let us all tarry for one another. Amen. See, when you see your brother in a situation where he's entering, going to destruction, my brother, see, don't rejoice that, that shows that I'm righteous and he is what? He's a sinner. See? That's why he's going through all these hardships. See? Because of, see? No, sir! My brother, that's not it. Abraham pleaded. Amen. Pleaded. Amen. Because he had what? Someone over there. Let's always what? Be our brother's keeper. When you see your brother in trouble, you see your brother in hardship, you see your brother in any kind of situation, pray that God takes him out from that situation. Amen. Let's look around. See, brethren, one thing is that we need a discerning spirit for you to be able to discern and know, even if the brother or the sister have not even told you his problems, but you can discern and know that, there is something wrong with the brother. There's something wrong with the sister. Praise the Lord. You go down on your knees. You don't know it, but God knows it. Amen. Go down on your knees and pray for that brother. Pray for that sister. Amen. Amen. God knows what you are praying for. Amen. And he will see to it. Amen. Amen. Oh, let's tarry for one another, brethren. Amen. That is brotherly love. Amen. Praise God. This is your thought, your heart, and everything. Let it never one day hold anything against anyone. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Even your neighbor who has been tormenting you, never think anything evil about him. Amen. Or her. Praise God. Then our verse said, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in our text, verse, the second verse, probably. The time, I don't know. Can we stay until 1:30? Amen. Just about 20 minutes. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that we can run through the second text. Amen. Said, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. That's the reward. They that diligently seek him. Amen. Amen. He's a rewarder. I will not blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Amen. Now, my brother, listen closely, because people are making a lot of false revelation here. See, the book of life, the names that have got to be in the book of life were there before the foundation of the world. God has already put everything in there. Amen. As the prophet said here, he said, for up till now, most students have merely drawn a conclusion that God places the names of those born again within the Lamb of book, within the Lamb's book of life at the time of their rebirth. No, sir. This is 100% opposite to what the word actually teaches. See, some are teaching that, oh, the day that you receive Christ as your personal savior, you went into the baptism, then God takes the book and then he writes your name. No, sir. No, sir. The names are already there. Amen. Before the foundation of the world. Because he knows the end from the beginning. Amen. He knew you. You what? You believe when you hear. You obey and come out. And then live as what? As a pilgrim. So he wrote your name even before the foundation of the world. It is already there. Amen. Let it be known that there is not one scripture that teaches that God is what? Presently compiling a record of names. No, sir. This was all done before the foundation of the world. As strange as this may sound, but it's what? It's certainly what? True. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And then one shocker. That's the reason why we should not look down upon people. Listen to this shocker. He said, multitudes who were not even born again will go into eternal life. Amen. Shocker. Amen. Hey. So we say we believe. My brother, if we don't fulfill all what is needed, I don't know. You are... But one thing is that you got to believe that your name before the foundation of the world was sealed in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. If you are sealed in there, there are some groups, their names can never, no matter how it is, never can it be what? Taken out, brought out from this. So look at the groups and see where you want to be. Huh? I believe everybody wants the first group. Amen. Amen. Where your name can never what, be taken away from what, the book of life. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, we will also show that there is a group of people whose names haven't been placed on that record before the foundation of the Lord cannot under any circumstances have those names removed. You want to be part of that? Amen. Amen. That your name can never be removed. Praise the Lord. One time, Junior Maxwell's mate, he was saying that he was talking about this kind of predestination. He said, for that reason, I can do anything. You can do anything because you believe that your name is there. My brother, if your name is there, it makes you what? A wheat. A wheat will produce what? Wheat. See? You produce the fruits. Amen. Of that which shows that your name is there. Praise the Lord. You produce the fruits. Amen. So, but some of them said, then he said, and we will show also that another group whose names were on the record before the foundation of the law, of the world will have their names removed. So one, they will not what? Their names will never be removed. And then number two, even they were not born again, but they will go to what? Eternal life. Oy. Praise the Lord. And then number three, their names are there, but what? It will be removed. So which one do you want? Where do you place yourself? One time when I was preaching this in Ghana, when it came to what? Those who have not been born again, but still they will be there. We are going to read the scripture which is for that one. And so when I read the scripture, I saw one brother. He was a real philanthropist in the church. Amen. He could give because he was doing a very good job. He was a clearing agent. So he could give. Oh, he had money he could give, but his life, he cannot run away from women. Praise the Lord. That was one of his downfalls. So when I was preaching this and talked about some people, because they did good, amen, they did good and so they will be called, I saw the face brightened. Amen. So when we closed, I called him. I said, which group you wanted to be? Because when I mentioned it, I saw something about you. He said, how were you able to know? I said, I saw your face. Your face just brightened. That means you are looking at that one. He said, no, I will continue to do good things so that God will call me. He said, hey, well, if you base your life on that, look for what? The first resurrection. Amen. Praise the Lord. So now listen to that group. Open at Matthew 25. I've got only 15 minutes. Matthew 25, 31 to 40. Let's read quickly. So, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and the goats on his left. And then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit what? The kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. You see? For when I am hungered, and ye gave me meat, I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink, I was stranger, and you took me in, naked, and ye clothed me, I was sick, and ye visited me, I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when we saw, saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall say unto them, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of what? The least of these, my brethren, ye have done it what? Unto me. Amen. Amen. So these are the people, the prophet is saying that they may be what? Not born again. But they will have a place. Praise the Lord. And this is the group that my brother was targeting. My brother never target this one. Amen. Oh, yes, do good. Amen. Oh, serve when you have. Give. Praise the Lord. But never use that as what? Your base of what? Being taken up there. Huh? Amen. Look for what? The first resurrection. Amen. Don't base your faith in what? The second resurrection. Praise the Lord. So this is what that group is talking about. Amen. Because of what? They were good. Now, let's look at what? Those whose names were blotted quickly. I think we shall do that. This is the group that will be very, very disappointed. Because they were part of the religious order of their day. But just like some in the church of Sardis, it was said about them, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. They were with what? The religious order of their day. As we, all of us seated here, we are part of the religious order of our day. But what? He said, I have not found thy works perfect before God. And the prophet said, do you know the meaning of not perfect? That it means it is not unfulfilled. Unfulfilled. Amen. There were things that were unfulfilled. Praise the Lord. My brother, my sister, as we heard Pastor preach last Friday, that said, it is finished. You see, Paul could say that, I have fought a good fight. Amen. I've kept the faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've finished the work. Amen. That's what we must also always be what? Able to say. Amen. Praise God. That you, Paul was very sure that he has done. He has fulfilled his what? His calling. Said, do you know that? Then, they were what? These people were part of the religious order. And a name comes immediately. You know it already. Huh? A name comes. Who is that? Judas. Judas. He was part of the religious order that day. And we are going to read something about his ministry. His ministry was what? Was just apostleship. No, there was no, the prophet said, there was no difference between what? Peter and what? Judas, by way of what? Apostleship, by way of gifts, by way of everything. But his name was blotted out because he couldn't fulfill, he couldn't endure to the end. So it is all about what? Enduring to the end, my brother. He said, the 70, that's Luke 10, 17 to 24. He said, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. You see? Judas was one of them. Amen. Devils were what? How to obey? Judas was going about, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Aye. Casting out what? Devils and everything. That is the deception. That's the deception today. That's the manifestation of what? The power of what? The gifts. That has deceived a lot of people. Amen. Because people can what? Let the blind see. Let the cripples walk. And if you are not elect, amen, you will be deceived. That this is the what? The work of God. Because the word is out. By their fruits, you will know them. So, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. See, Jesus saw when they went out, oh, there was a great revival. There was a great what? Healing and everything. Because in verse 9, he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. That's the what? The manifestation of the power of the gifts. And over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall be what? Any means to hurt you. You see? Praise the Lord. And you know, when they returned, they came with what? Joy. Telling, giving testimonies. Then, listen to what Jesus said. Notwithstanding, verse 20. In this, rejoice not. Because you can cast out demons. Let the cripples walk. And do all these miracles. Rejoice not in this. Amen. Amen. That is not what? The license for you to enter into the kingdom of God. Rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you. But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen. So what you need to seek is what? Making sure that what? You are part of the first group. Amen. Your name is written where it cannot what? It cannot be removed. He said, everything presented at Judas' disposal, everything was presented to him. But what? He failed to obey and believe. But not to, he couldn't go all the way. That means what? Unfulfilled what? Work. Unfulfilled work. See? Those names were in the book of life and they were blotted out. They were part of the religious order of that day. They centered around the true God and worshipped him, though they did not worship according to the truth. Like Judas, they didn't go all the way. Amen. So make no mistake about it. A person that is truly baptized by the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ, receiving the fullness of the Spirit, will be in the Word all the way. Amen. Oh, there are a lot. Now, let's look at Judas' ministry so that we close from here, because there are other ones, Dan and Ephraim, when the beginning they were what? When they left Egypt, the 12 tribes, Dan and Ephraim, amen, they were part of it. Yeah. Amen. Then when it came to the inheritance, you know, Joseph had two children. Amen. And so Levi was taken away from what? From the 12 tribes, so that he would take the priesthood, so that all the other tribes, each one will give unto Levi 6 cities. Amen. So now, one spot has gone out. And so Joseph also had 2 children, Ephraim and Manasseh. And so Joseph's name was taken, and then the 2 sons were placed there. So 2 places, you see. That was the time when the inheritance was being what? Distributed. But because of evil, amen, Dan and Ephraim, their names were blotted out. Praise God. They were blotted out. And now the name of Joseph had to come in again. Praise the Lord. So, the question of what? Being part of what? The religious order. But if you are not able to fulfill entirely, amen, what God has apportioned for you to accomplish. But all these things were done before the foundation of the world. All these things were done before the foundation of the world. Why? Because the 2 children who were yet not yet born, Jacob and Esau, God could say, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. All because he knew that Jacob will believe and Esau will not what? Will reject it. So definitely, he puts what? Jacob's name there. And what? Esau's name is what? Out. Praise the Lord. Oh, how many love him? Amen. Oh, yes, sir. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The musicians start coming. Amen. He is a rewarder. Let's look at what? The Church of Sardis. Only few. And it is always what? Few. And today we've seen that only one man found favor with God, Abraham. Be that one today. Amen. From today, be that only one that has found favor in the sight of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. There are a lot of things to say, but our time, I have to keep to time. Praise the Lord. God richly bless you. Amen. How many will strive, amen, to be in the first group? Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Then it needs what? Total separation. Not partial. Total separation. That's what he looks for. Amen.
What a fellowship. What a,
shall we stand and glorify his name?
Name on the everlasting arms. Oh, what a, this is my
an everlasting arm that we can lean upon. My brother, we cannot be on our own. It needs him for us to lean onto. And this morning, through this afternoon, we have heard from him. He wants a total separation so that we can walk with him in white. There will not be what? We would then be what? Worthy. Oh, praise the Lord. And we want to be what? Part of that first group. Amen. So this morning, if there is anything that easily besets you, just say, Lord, this is my problem. Amen. The thing is, your name cannot what? Be blotted out. But meanwhile, you got to what? Be producing the fruits. What he has planted you. Because when he asks mango tree, I like always to call mango. Oh, because I love mango. Amen. Mango tree from the day of creation. He said, mango tree, bring forth what? Fruits of your own kind. Mango tree never brought forth what? Orange fruits. Always it is mango. So it is you also, he has what? Placed you as what? An image, his own image expressed in you. And so you got to express that same what? Image of him. Praise the Lord. So just let us all pray. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. If you need his mighty hands to lean on, tell him, Lord, give me your arms. I want to lean on it because I cannot help myself. Lord, I want to be part of the first group. I want to be part of the what? The first resurrection. I want to be worthy and walk with you in white. I want, Lord Jesus, to what? To identify myself with you. So, Lord, help me this morning. I surrender to you. Let's all pray.
Father, most gracious Lord Jesus, we look unto thee, Lord, even upon this hour, thanking thee for your goodness, thanking thee, Lord, Father, for your grace that is ever shining, your grace that ever atones. Father, Lord, no matter the situation, O God, Father, you know, Father, our frames, you know, Lord, Father, our, Lord, Father, O God, Lord, Savior, state our condition, Lord, but Jesus, one thing that we know, Father, for sure, that, Lord, Father, you died and rose, even in our state, that, Lord, Father, this day, minister, Lord, to the heart, Lord, that they would see, Lord Savior, Father, oh, the lack, Lord Savior, in not being, Lord, even amidst thine house, Lord. We commit all unto thee, Lord, this day. Hear us now, keep us now. Bless us now, Lord, and guide us now, Father, would be our prayer. We just desire to give glory unto thee, to give mercy unto thee, Lord. We praise thee, we love thee, we worship thee. In Jesus' name we pray, believe in God.
Let everyone believe in his or her heart that all the requests that came this morning, those requests the Lord has fulfilled them. Continue to hold that, let your faith anchor in the word and the promised word of God, that our request, our prayer has been answered as we call our precious brother David to come and cruise us in prayer. And remember, our pastor this afternoon is at Brother Tommy's church, that the Lord will be with them and anoint the word that will come, and let the Lord be in the midst. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's bow it. Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we do thank you, Father, for all that you did for us, Lord, even upon this day. Father, we so much appreciate it, Lord. Father, to be able to come here to gather in your house, Lord, and for you, for us not to gather in vain, but, Lord, for you to speak to us, Lord, for you to be with us. How we so much do appreciate it, Lord, and we do thank you for it. Father, we thank you for all that was done and said here in this house upon the day. Lord, from the Sunday school, Lord, you spoke unto us, Lord. Father, we do thank you for that. Lord, even in the song worship, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, even in the items which were sung, Lord, by your children, Lord, singing from their hearts, giving thanks, Lord, for what you have done for them, Lord, expressing it, Lord, in this humble way. But, Lord, we know it was an acceptable sacrifice because, Lord, you came down today and you consumed the sacrifice, O God. So we really do thank you for that, Lord. Father, we don't take your presence for granted, Lord God, but our desire always, Lord, is, Father, to get closer and closer to you. Father God, and we know, and it warms our heart, Lord. Father, gives us that confidence, even as the word was brought, that you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek you, O God. Father, your children, Lord, we have sought you upon this day. Father, we can see, Lord, that the hour is late. Father, we don't want to be caught up in a condition of being lukewarm. We don't want to be caught up, Lord, Father, where one foot is in the world, Lord, and on the other side we look into you. But, Lord, we want to seek you with all of our hearts, all our mind, Lord, all our soul. Father, for we know if we approach you in that way, definitely, Lord, Father, you draw close to us because it's a promise of your word. So help us, Lord, your people. Father, any hindrances which may be there, break them, Lord. Father God, break them, Lord God. Heavenly Father, be mindful of your children. You know even now what's in their hearts, each of us, Lord, the desire we have. So, Lord, we're trusting and we're believing that you'd meet, Lord, the desire of and the needs which we have in our hearts, Lord. Father God, even as the word came, Lord, that, Father, the work is finished.
Amen.
Lord God, so, Lord, let us not allow Satan to keep us suppressed, or, Lord, to lie to us, Lord, to deprive us of our rights, Lord.
Amen.
Father, but Lord, grant grace to your children to take up courage now.
Amen.
Father, to accept, Lord, that which was done for us already.
Amen.
Father God, that we may be mighty conquerors in this hour, in this day.
Amen.
Father, so that, Lord, we can be vessels that can be used by you. That, Lord, where you would send us, Lord, we'd willingly go.
Amen.
What you'd have us to do, we'd do it with all our heart. Not, Lord, wanting to be seen of man.
Amen.
But, Lord, knowing our Heavenly Father, Lord, that you see the desire of our hearts, Lord, and you would give reward where reward is due.
Amen.
Father God, Lord, we bring, Lord, the request which was, Lord, put even before us upon this day.
Yes.
Father, we think of our brother Cuthbert, Lord. Then Zimbabwe, Lord, for myself, I know what it's like to suffer from blood pressure. Oh, Father, how I desire that the same way you touched me, I trust that you've touched him already.
Amen.
Oh, God. Father, Lord, we know that, Father, sickness comes from the devil. And, oh, God, we pray healing upon our brother.
Amen.
Lift up his faith, Lord, so that he can receive his healing, Lord. Father, how we glorify and thank you, Lord. That, Father, even when the world has no solutions and we can't find what we need in the world, oh, God, you are just there waiting, Lord, to give us that which we need.
Amen.
Grant grace, grant mercies, Lord. Father, we pray for our pastor upon this day.
Amen.
We trust that you are with him. We trust that you would restore virtue and strength to him.
Amen.
We trust that he was a blessing, Lord, there where he was, Lord. Continue to be with him, oh, God. Father, Lord, even we pray for Brother Mike, Lord. Father God, we're thankful for the time he had in Romania. But Lord, we see that there's possibly some complications. But oh Lord, we know, Father, that all things work together for good.
Amen.
Oh Lord, how we pray that you touch our brother upon this day. Father God, grant him virtue, Lord. Give him strength, Lord, to rise up, oh God. Father, above whatever circumstance or situation it may be. Lord, whatever needs we may have not spoken out, but Lord, you know them each one. Lord, even your children who are not here upon this day. Father, some are in work. Lord, please be with them. Some are just backslidden in their hearts, oh God. Lord, we know,
Amen.
Father God, that you, Father, we think of the prodigal son.
Amen.
Lord, you leave the 99 and go out for the one.
Amen.
So please reach out, Lord, and touch your people, oh God. Father, this is a desire, Lord, even that you spoke, that let brotherly love continue.
Amen.
Lord, so may there be a spirit of unity among us, Lord.
Amen.
For we know there's strength in unity.
Yes.
Father, we know there's love in unity, O God.
Yes.
that we'd look out for each other, Lord. We'd be one another's keeper.
Amen.
And Lord, let us not despise each other.
Yes, Lord.
Grant us grace, grant us mercies, Lord. Bless, Lord, Father, our brother who stood faithfully,
Amen.
Lord, to put himself aside, Lord, and allow you to use him.
Amen.
And truly we were blessed upon this day. We really do appreciate it. Continue to guide and lead him, Lord. Continue
Amen.
To bless him and bless his family, Lord, is our
Amen.
Desire. Bless all your children, Lord, upon this day.
Amen.
As we commit, Lord, even our going out, please go with us, Lord. Keep us safe in our cars as we travel. Those on
Amen.
Buses, please keep them safe, Father God. Lord, that when, if there's a tomorrow, Lord, Father, that we'd be able to gather once again and glorify your name.
Amen.
We give thanks to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
You have heard the story told of little Moses. You have heard the story told of dreaming Joseph and of Jonah and the way we often sing. There are many, many others through the Bible. I should like to meet them all, I do declare. And God, and by the Lord will surely meet them. Sweet, sweet by and by, going to meet you, I'll meet you over there, in that home beyond the sky. Such singing you were here, never heard by mortal ear, till be glorious I do declare. And God's own Son will be the leading one. Things will there be missing in that meeting? For the mourner's bench will have no place at all. There will never be a sermon preached for sinners, for the sinners had refused to heed their call. There will be no mourning over we with loved ones. There will be no lonely nights of pleading peace. All our burdens and our anguish will be lifted in the meeting in the air. Hallelujah, there is going to be a meeting in the air. In that sweet, sweet by and by, going to meet you, I'll meet you over there in that hope beyond the sky. Start singing, you were here, never heard by mortal ear, to be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be the leading one in the eternity. Where the doubters will be missing altogether, the skeptics will be absent on that day. There'll be no more grumblers present to disturb us, and the Arkans will be busy far away. There the saints will have their seal upon their forehead. There the rampant line with work and weep. Oh, who love their wedding garments will be present in that meeting in the air. Hallelujah. There is going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you over there, in that hole beyond the sky. Start singing, you were here, never heard by mortal ear. You'll be glorious, I do declare. God's own Son will be the leading one.